That's Mrs. Walden from Shul. Her son, Moisha, went missing. He stopped turning the key. What? He probably just ran away to keep Mrs. Brenner from wetting him off. I waited for Yakov to laugh, but he never did. His gas flame blue eyes chilled over, and his jawline firmed.
I see.
Don't look so worried, I said. Boys run away. I would know. The boy who I once considered to be my closest friend had only ended up in Chicago because he'd stowed away on a train from Grand Central Depot. He hadn't even bothered checking the destination. Then again, Moisha's not the only one who's disappeared lately, I added when Yakov didn't answer. Aaron Holtz went missing too, and so did Yosef Love.
Right. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about.
Yakov said the words slowly, carefully, like handling shattered glass.
People leave here all the time.
The inside of our apartment was a riot of voices and bumped elbows. There was barely enough space for four people, much less the jumble of mattresses, boxes, and clothing filling the cramped room. A night on the town meant a nice waistcoat and jacket, polished shoes, and bowler hats. When Yakov and I entered, our two other roommates, David and Haskell, were already dressed and on their way out.
Good thing we caught you two in time,
Haskell said, his brown eyes bright and cheerful beneath a thatch of curls.
We're going to a dance hall down in the levee. You should come too.
As I got a good look at him, I tried not to laugh. He was trying desperately to cultivate a mustache on his upper lip and had filled in the empty areas with what looked like brown shoe polish. Yakov was a bit more unforgiving.
Haskell, I think you have a bit of schmutz on your face. Right here.
A burning flush crept all the way to Haskell's collar. He took out his handkerchief and blotted furiously at his upper lip, his freckles standing out like specks of dirt against his reddening complexion. Beside him, David snickered. I told you it wasn't convincing. Haskell glowered at him.
Not everyone is as hairy as an ape.
You sound jealous, David said, tweaking his own mustache.
Not only did he seem to be able to grow facial hair overnight, but a generous layer of black hair covered his arms and legs.
You should be. I had a better mustache when I was 13.